Kufsamach Aleph Sivvav. We are completing, hopefully this week and next week, the Dinim of Chazaras Ribbis, Hashavas Ribbis. And just to review again, the klal is that Ribbis Deiraisa is Chayzer B'dayanim. Ribbis Deiraisa, you have to return Maker Adin. Ribbis Rabbanon, you have to return Lasei Sidei Shemayim. And Ribbis Bucheres, Ribbis Mukdames, we said you don't have to return at all. Those are basic rules. And also the chiyuv to return it, we said, is not like Gneiva or Gezeila. It's a din of v'chai achicha imach nerzalei behkihecha denechi, that since taking ribis is seen as a affecting the person's life, the person's quality of life, so by returning it you're supposed to undo the damage. This is the the rules that we've so far covered. Here at Sivvav, it talks about the obligation of Yarshim, of children, to return ribis that their father had collected, and the father is no longer alive, and now the children have the shaila, someone's teveya them ribis, and they want to know whether they're obligated to return the father's ribis or not. Let's see. Lokach ribis ktsutza umeis. If someone collected ribis deraisa, ribis deraisa is chayza b'dayanim, umeis, ein habonim tzrichin laharzir. The yarshim, the children, do not have an obligation to return their father's ribis. Why not? The Gemara says in Perek HaKaines that v'chay achicha imach. Imach is a chiyuv on the father. Imach, you, the father, the person who took the ribis, has an obligation to return it. Since it's not Gnevo, Gezela, the children have no obligation to return their father's ribis, with one exception. Ella im kain, unless, two conditions. Unless, hayadavar misuyam, kagain paravitalis, unless the ribis was a specific item, like a cow or an item of clothing. There, and a second condition, the asa aviyam tshuva, v'lehispik lahavzir achemes. And the father did tshuva, v'lehispik lahavzir achemes, and he didn't have enough time to return it until he died. That means the father had done tshuva, intended to return it, and didn't get around to it.
How do you know he intended?
Okay, you have to know that he either spoke about it, or he asked the shaila, and he was told. Something happened that he wanted to do it, and very often on a deathbed a person has a urei tshuva. So if he did tshuva and he wanted to return it, then you have to return it. Even then, only a davar misuyim. Only if it's a davar misuyim. Well, what's the difference if it's a davar misuyim or not a davar misuyim? What's a nafkamina? What? So it seems from the Gemara that it's a din of kibbut avayim.
Because
what? Only you need both. You need that the item he took and was married to his children was a davar misuyim, and that it was a. So the Gemara sounds like it's a kibbut av. If you look in Shach Yud, the Shach says so clearly. Shas chayav lahazir mishum kvayt aviyim. It's a din of kibbut av. Now, but what does that mean? It's kibbut av. Well, if the father took cash and put it into the bank, so there's no inyan of kavod to return it. What does that have to do with kavod? But if the father took a para, and later on the loiva sees the para, he says, yeah, that's the para he took from me beribis. So that's a bezayin for the father. So at kibbut av, the child has to return the thing that he took. It has to be a davar mesuyim, which is still be'en. And that the Shach says in Yud Aleph, called Abishu Be'en Kamosha Gazlai, still around as it was taken. So that is a din of kibbut av. Yes?
I don't know. Usually, Shach is not in the way of the
book, right?
If he gives it back, if this does not go away,
this does not go away. It's a lavanitic lase. It does something.
But
not from the life, from the malva. It's talking about the malva dying. The malva died.
No,
that means the malva would have to return.
So why shouldn't they give it back? Because it's only for his lab. If he dies, he's supposed to give it back. In order for him to second time the lab, that I'll
The children are mechuyev to misakin their father's asayim.
Why didn't I
tell
you that?
What?
They're going to say
Kaddish from here.
So to give back some, even if it's not the Musuyim, to give it back up, to give it Av. The Moshe Rishayim learn that there's no Chiyuv Kibbet Av on Rosh, on Aviv Rasha.
And, well, that explains the second condition. That explains why it has to be that the father did tshuva. If the father didn't do tshuva, then there's no obligation of kibbut aveim. Now, what? Oh, that's also okay. I'll get to that as well. Okay, good. One second. The chiyuv is of kibbut aveim. That's the way Ruba the Ruba of the Rishayim learned. The Shach learns that way. I think all the Paiskim learn this way. That of kibbut aveim. In which case, there would be, if it's of kibbut aveim, there would be two chidushim here. First of all, it's only if the child is a Meirish. If a man has no children, he dies and he's Meirish to his brother or to another relative. So there's no din of kibbut aveim, maybe a younger brother to an older brother, is also a question, but he's Meirish to other Yarshim. So there's no din kibbut aveim, so you wouldn't have to return it. Second afkamina. What Dr. Steyer mentioned. The halacha is that even though kaifin ala mitzvahs, even though Bezna forces people to do mitzvahs asay, but by kibbut aveim, which is a mitzvah shematan schara b'tzida, the rule is any mitzvah saseh with a Torah spells out matan schara, there's no din of kaifin ala mitzvahs. And kibbut aveim, there's no kfiya. And therefore, there are two nafkaminas. If it's a din of kibbut aveim, first of all, other yarshim not mechuyiv, which fits well to Shulchan Aruch, it says banim. And second of all, there's no din of kfiya ala mitzvahs. It would only be a mitzvah for the children and not an obligation, and not something Bezdin could force. And this is the way most of the, probably all of the Paiskim, with one exception, which I'll get to, this is the way they learn. So Zin Kibbut Aveim, father had to do tshuva, or else there's no obligation. There is a kasha on this inyan, which is mentioned by the Kesef Mishnah and then by a number of Achrayim. And that is that the Rambam says that even a son who's a mamzer is mechuyev b'kavod aviv. Even a mamzer is mechuyev b'kavod aviv. And it appears from there that even aviv rasha, there's a chiyuv. Son's a mamzer. Okay, you could have a chetimsa with a father with somehow a shogeg or an einus. But stama, the Rambam says that even if the father is a mamzer, mechuyev b'kavod, even if the son's a mamzer, is chayev b'kavod aviv, that would seem to say that even Aviv Rasha, that there is a mitzvah of kibbut aveim. So this is a kasha on this. What? He could have done tshuva, but the Rambam is so same. It sounds like there's always a chiyuv, even by Aviv Rasha. Because he's a shaggy, but again, the Rambam is soisim. The Rambam shouldn't be soisim. Rambam Hilchos Kibbut Aveim wants to show how far kibbut aveim is. Afilu amam is mechavu kavod aviv. So it sounds like it means even if the father, what's he saying? I feel the manzer. So there are two ways to deal with this. There are two ways to deal. One's the Kesef Mishnah, one's Rabbi Chanan. So you can't compare the Kesef Mishnah to Rabbi Chanan. Except that the Kesef Mishnah goes on out on a limb and says the Rambam has a different shita than all the Rishayim. And Rabbi Chanan tries to make it shtim with all the Rishayim. So B'chanan is, in a way, the simpler way to learn. B'chanan has a nice piece. It's a very nice shtickle for Yom Neiran time, a nice shtickle Torah. But B'chanan's yisayit is that tshuva is oikar l'mafreya. That tshuva is oikar in avera l'mafreya. So that if someone is a Rasha today, and he does tshuva 15 years from now, it makes l'mafreya that today he doesn't have a din Rasha. So, and this Rabbi Chanan brings a makar in the Lashon HaRambam. Zok Rabbi Chanan, this is in the Kavit Tzaris, he says, a child, is he mechuyev in kibbut aviv, his father's a rasha? So Rabbi Chanan brings the stiris in this inyan, and he says, The Gemara in Bava Metzia seems to say, this Gemara by Zaneshach seems to say, if he's a Rasha, you're not Mechid in Kibbet Avei, because it's only the father did Tshuva. And yet the Rambam says, Afilu Aviv Mamzer, Yechayev in Kibbet Avei. So to Bochanan, if he died a Rasha, you're not Mechid in Kibbet Avei, because like the Gemara says, there's no Kibbet Avei on Aviv Rasha. However, Kol Zman he's alive, you have to be chayshish that he's going to do tshuva. And if he's going to do tshuva, it's going to be oikel amafreya, his din rasha from today. So today, you mechuyiv lechabdai misafik. Because since it's possible he'll do tshuva, and tshuva is oikel amafreya, so memele, even today, you mechuyiv ikibra aveim, because you don't know besayf what'll be nizgala that'll happen, it'll happen today. What? It should be on all types of Eisim Eisa Amcha. So you have to know, maybe. I don't know, it's a good question. And Beisach Nisht. But just this answer, there's a famous Rabbi Kivegas Kasha in Elul Metzias. My son told me once, I should never say it's famous, because if it's famous, everyone heard of it. And if it's not famous, I'm not going to say, but like, it probably will remind you of it. Rabbi Kivegas Kasha there, it says that a Kayin, Gemara says, a Kayin, if he's an Aveda in the Beis HaKfaris, he doesn't go into Beis HaKfaris to get it. He says, even if his father told him to go get it from the Beis HaKfaris, so now he has Kibbet Aveim and Hashavas Aveda against the Issa to be Metama, and for Pikein, he doesn't go get it. So Kivega asks, his father told him to get it from the Beis HaKfaris, his father's a Rasha. So if his father's a Rasha, so of course you don't have to listen to Aviv Rasha. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, I think, in the Mishnah Melech, also on this, on this Rabbi Kivega. So what? So it is. Rabbi Chana will be answered because Kibbet Aveim, even if he's a Rasha, as long as he's alive, there's no p'tur of Aviv Rasha in Luchas Kibbet Aveim. And Al Kapanim, this is Rabbi Chana's Mahalach. To do my Saveira. I think the point is that you have to see the Gemara. I think the point is that there's a separate miyot to be mamayit at, a separate limud, and the question is why need a separate limud. So the question why it doesn't apply to all Eisa Maisa Amcha, I'm not sure, but this is Mamzer doesn't become like Mamzer. The Mumer is a miyot not because he's a Rasha. The miyot is a miyot, what's the Lashon? Somebody who's Mechuyiv, who's Zohir in Nevela. What's the Lashon? Shechita is, like it says, the guy is no good because Misha Mitzuva b'Shechita, he has Hilchah Shechita. And from that we learn out a Mumer that someone who's Zohir in Hilchah Nevela, he's Shayat Hilchah Shechita. So just like even if he's not a Rasha, even if he's not a Rasha, he can be a Tinnik Shanishba.
He wasn't careful either.
What?
He wasn't careful.
But it's not because he wasn't careful, because that's what I was going to think of answering first. That maybe it's because he wasn't careful, but you see, not that way, because Taisa says that Taisa is a kasha, that when a person's a mummer, he shechts on Shabbos, Taisa says the shechita should be kosher. He's not a mummer to the end of the shechita, so he shechts the beginning of shechita, so it should be Taisa says. So the point is that if somebody's Amir al Gaba, it's not al Shechashid to be Menabel, but it's al Fakir, it's al Tamiyot of Mishu B'Tayrus Shechita, he can Shecht in this.
How do you set testimony while he's a Rosh? You said his head was thrown out in the Kosher Mishpat case, he was a Rosh. How did you feel?
Did you mean
that he came
to
reverse the
fact? To go back and accept his previous testimony, he could say testimony now, the same thing, he could undo the previous. Anytime you pass and you find Adam later. Oh no, but you need to say Bekashus to say for Bekashus. You need, if you saw it Bekashus, he said Adis alt Rasha, so that Adis wouldn't accept. And later he does Tshuva, so if there's a Nafkamina, if you need his Nafkamina will be if he does Tshuva and dies before he has a chance to. It's an interesting question. No, but you need to say Bekashus, say Bekashus, by Eidus. So at the time he signed, he was a Rasha, then it's no good anyway. Right? Need to say, right, a Kariv, somebody was a Rachik, and he became a Kariv, and he became a Rachik, he could say Eidus. So it was a karev and became a rachik. He can't say eidus, even though he's totally neman. But he's neman. It's not because now if somebody saw something out of karev, they became a rachik. So now he can't say, why can't he say eidus? We believe him. Eidus needs chibasi bekashus sefer bekashus. That's a psul in Hilchos Eidus. It's not because of chashid l'shaker. It's a psul. So he does tshuva. Before he was no worse, no different than a karev. If he's a karev, even if it's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's no good. If he was a rasha, even if he's 100% telling the truth, a rasha is a. You mean the psul should come off l'mafrei. It's the only from the same kashya of Chanan that all other areas.
If you mechabed
of a rasha,
unless you don't get
the name
Lamayn Yerichin
Yemecha, but if you do tshuva, so get Lamayn
Yerichin Yemecha too.
Okay. Maybe it'll be challenged later, because that wasn't his amenas. His amenas was amenas of a tzaddik now, but tonight goes l'lashem b'nei Adam. It doesn't go because the shemayim lady did tshuva.
I can become a tzaddik with my
friend. That's not what he said. He said, Amadash any tzaddik akshav. You're saying, by tonight, you can't go to London. All right, you all have kashas and Rabbanan. All right. No other kashas are good kashas. The Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah has a whole new pshat in Perek Vav Milchus Mamrim. That why is the Mamzer Chayav HaKavid Aviv? So let's see if you like the Kesef Mishnah anymore. Kesef Mishnah says, in Kavanas to Rambam at least, he says, Tama Deloy Mechayev. Why don't you have to return your father's ribbis? No, nothing to do with Kibbut Av Ha'Em, he says. Shum Dekaimalon Kovid Mishel Av. Really, Mechayev to be Mechabit Aviv Rasha. Just the halacha is Kibbut Av Ha'Em. You don't have to spend your money on Kibbut Av Ha'Em. All you have to do is spend the father's money on Kibbut Av Ha'Em. We had that rule many times. So Kavid is Mishel Av. So therefore, you're not Mechuyev to return the ribbis of the father because Kibbut is Mishel Av. I would even ask me, so why if he did Tshuva, is it any different? Right? If he did Tshuva, still Kibbut is Mishel Av. Umishum Hachi, Koshalo Yasa Tshuva, in Chayavan Lahasa. Chi Asa Tshuva. Why do you have to return? Kibbutz Mishalav. Hainu tama de chayavin, Loshen Kesef Mishnah, Mishum dehavalei ahu para, ki ilu loy hayrisha lebanav, me'acha shahaya bedaita lachzira. That para, that davar mesuyin, which he planned to return, it's ki ilu, he wasn't meirish it to his son, and therefore, that's why he's not Mishalav.
Why does it have to be a
davar mesuyin? But it wasn't mizak. You can't be mizak something you have. Technically, the words don't seem to make sense. Technically, what does it mean? Technically, it wasn't ki'ilu.
No, but so what does that mean? He had $1,000 in the bank account that he
so then there's nothing that he planned to return.
So he
no item.
Return $1,000.
$8,000, okay. Here he's saying that item he wasn't Irish. Money is Irish, all his money. He just wanted to give him $1,000. Now, obviously. Moshe Mechaber. No, no, the parah, but remember the Shachir Aleph, it has to still be around. That parah, the one he took for ribbis, is still there. He might have 1,000 cows, but it's the one that he took for ribbis that he has to return.
The Shachir is saying anything which is still there. Anything which is the end. It doesn't have to be a double sweep.
Okay, that just means you're right. It means lafuke kesh, which is never considered to be bad.
But,
what? Why? Well, I can only tell you the words. You're right. Technically, if you have someone who's learning chayshem mishpat, he'll say it's a shor kesef mishnah. What's pshat? Ki ilu lo yirisha labanav. Ki ilu. Either he was myrisha, he wasn't myrisha.
But
what's ki ilu lo yirisha? He's saying it's not kibbut av ha'em. It's out. Ki ilu lo yirisha labanav.
It's not a
mitzvah. if the Meis said, so it should go with the rules of Mitzvah Shemaya, which we pass in, you don't have to listen to Divrei HaMeis unless it's Biyad Sholish. You don't have to listen to Divrei HaMeis.
It's
like a Tzavah. Chaim is saying it's good. I'll tell you why. Because this reminds me of a similar tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger has a tshuva, if a parent left a will, but he didn't make the will binding api halacha, he just wrote a will, he went to a lawyer and he wrote a will. So it's not a will, it's highly questionable if it's binding api halacha, it could be bisman hazeh, the way it's done in the United States, it is binding. And if money is biyad sholish, then it's definitely binding. Money that's in a bank or in a mutual fund where there's a beneficiary that's designated, then there's no question that that's binding, biyad sholish. But stam, a person owns a house, or a person has cash assets, or didn't designate a beneficiary. Api halacha, pashtus, the will is not halachically binding. But Akiva Eiger says that although in dinei chayshim mishpat it's not binding, and by the way, everybody who should write, anybody who plans to be Meirish things, should write the Shtar Chatzi Zachar to make sure that there aren't problems. I know many people are confident that children won't make problems, but I've had at least one case where the child called me and wasn't so sure about her brother as the parents were. And she convinced the parents to write it, and the parents said, only if you don't tell the brother. And we wrote a Shtar Chatzi Zachar. You should always write a Shtar Chatzi Zachar. Yerushas are big sources of Agmas Nefesh, and it's a very constant, it comes up constantly. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but they're always problems. Be that as it may, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says in a tshuva that there is a chiyuv al kibbut av ha'eim to listen to the Yerusha. We can't force him, Bezdin can't be kaifa, but there is a chiyuv al kibbut av ha'eim to listen to the tzava of the, to listen to the tzava, to the tzava. We've had all kinds of. The truth is, most people who don't listen to wills usually have a reason. Usually they say, I took care of her when she was sick, or him when he was sick, and he was never there, or things can end there, or I need it more. Usually there are excuses. It's rare. I had a case where there was no excuse. The person just said, if I'm entitled to it, I'm entitled to it, and that's it. But usually there are reasons that they're fighting, and the Shtar Chatzi Zachar should be written, unless a person, people who don't have a lot to be married to their kids don't never have fighting over the Yerusha.
But
what? No, Mitzvah Kaim Divrei HaMeis, we only paskin, is only Biyad Sholosh, like Taisa said. So listen to what Akiva Eiger says. Akiva Eiger says, even though there's no chiyuv in dinei mamonis, al kibbut av ha'eim, there's a chiyuv to listen to the Yerusha. Frekta of Akiva Eiger kasha on himself. Only Mishel Av, and now he yarshened it. So he says a lashon, which is also a little ambiguous. He says, still, this came from the father, so it should be like ki'ilu, it's Mishel Av. Right? Such a ambiguous lashon, which is very similar to the Kesef Mishnah. Ki'ilu, so since it came from him and he wanted it to be differently, so it seems to fit with the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. No. First of all, we don't pass the Kolayim Ligvais. And second of all, the Tass said only there's a Tfiyah. Okay, anyway, this is the second pshat. Now, which pshat do you like better? What we're saying is, There's a halacha that the children don't have to return unless you have both conditions. It's a stira. There's kibbut av ha'eim, even aviv rasha. So we have two choices, but either of them is very satisfying. Rav Chanan lomdis, that lamafreya goes back. Or the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam held has nothing to do with kibbut av ha'eim, and it's a separate din, not like all the Rishayim, not the way we paskin. But you have two choices, either to make the Rambam a Dasi Yachid or to somehow twist it. Now the Mechnefrayim here points out that like this Kesef Mishnah, there'll be two chidushim lahalacha. First of all, won't only be children. Till now we said only children are mechuyev. Other yarshim are not mechuyev. That's because we learned it as Kibbut Avei. If you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, it has nothing to do with Kibbut Avei. It's out in the yarshim. And second of all, kaifin. We say in kaifin al mitzvah Kibbut Avei. It's not Kibbut Avei, we're not kaifin. But the way he says that it's an exception in Dine Maminis, then you would be kaif. So this is what it says here in the Machne Ephraim. The truth is, the Machne Ephraim at the end doesn't seem to be so happy with the Kesef Mishnah, and it's not clear. He does end that Lamadnu Lenida and Didan de Kaifin Isam. He does end that Kaifin, that's his Kfiya. Nafkamina is that we today we're not Kaifa anyway. But if someone has Shar Yashim, have a Shaila. What I wrote in the Rebbe's book is that the Machne Ephraim says that other Yashim also have to return. So when we read the Rebbe's book, you read the Machne Ephraim, it sounds like it's Pasha, we Pasha the Machne Ephraim. Maybe I should not have been so quick to say that that's the halacha, because of the fact this is based on the Kesef Mishnah, which is not like the Shach. Shach says, Mishum Kavod Avim, Shach Yud. And the Shulchan Aruch says banim. So I don't know if it was such a smart thing for me to, if I remember for the fourth printing, we should make it there. I'll try to change it. I'll just say regarding the children. Look at the Machne Ephraim. Regarding other yards.
What is the item that's been sold?
If the item has been sold, well, manafshach. According to the Kesef Mishnah, if the item was sold, the whole Kesef Mishnah doesn't apply. So it certainly doesn't apply. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's out Kibbut Av. So people will see it, they'll still say, okay, no. Yeah.
And he doesn't belong to
it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Meaning he died and he didn't want to return.
In Shulchan Aruch, it says that if a father is a chayla and a food is bad for him, and he tells the son, B'lashon Tzavah, feed me. That it's Kibbut Av'Aim requires that the son not feed the father, because it's not Kibbut Av'Aim to feed the father. And just because he said feed me, if it's not good for his physical health, Kibbut Av'Aim. The father says light my cigarette for me, give me a light. So it would seem that there's no if I care, Kibbut Av'Aim would be to not do it. So if that's true with the Gashmias, it's certainly true with the Ruchnias. He says don't. So what does it mean don't? It's not yes, one child doesn't want, the other ones do. So quick at the Mishnah Kaifin. So it's another example of Kaifin. We can force him. According, if you're Kibbut Av'Aim, then ain't Kaifin. Right, so these are all the dinim of Meis HaMalva. The Shulchan Aruch does not talk about what the din would be if Meis HaLoiva. If Meis HaLoiva, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it. However, the Dogel Mervava in Pischei Tshuva Hei, in Pischei Tshuva Vav, the second half of Pischei Tshuva Vav, if you look at the Pischei Tshuva, it's roughly 8 lines from the bottom. There's a dot there, the period, and then it says Ayin B'Sefer Dogam Ravava Shenistapek in Meis Haloiva Im Amalva Chayev Lahazel Yarshi Haloiva. Amalva is still alive. The Loiva died. The Dogam Ravava on the side, okay. Nistapakti, okay. Dogam Ravava on the side. Nistapakti in Meis Haloiva Im Hamalva Chayev Lahazel Liyarshe Aloiva. Why? Kivan Sheikha Chazaris Ribis Umishun Vachay Ochicha. The whole mitzvah of returning Ribis is a mitzvah of Vachay Ochicha. Ahadulaiki Hecha de Yichya. Give it back to him so that he can have his quality of life. Vikivan Shemes Aloiva Layavilachayosai. Not going to be Tchisamesi because you're going to return it to him. Ayin Taz Saif Sif Cotton Gimel. Breezy Bechobay, the Fayan Gimel Shakasev and Lakach Ribis, Yeshua Lahasev Ribis, Lai Uli Yarshav. Vasher the Hainu Barait to Lashav Bechuva Shleima, Avala Bezmer Taiti Shen Kaifim Lashav Li Yarshay Alive. So Dogma Vava is Mitzadeh that there's no Chiyuv to return Li Yarshay Alive. Now this is not like the Taz, because the Taz said that if the only time you're obligated to return Ribis any time is only if the life is Teveya. That was the Chiddush of the Taz. I mentioned to you that the Sma argues, the Sma Chayshim Mishpat, but the Taz holds that there's no Chiyuv to return Ribis ever unless the life is Teveya. And we said that most Achrayim learn it's a Din of Mechila, that Kilu Machal. And if they saw, if he died, he was never Teveya, he died with the Mechila, and then the whole Dagam Rav Avah Safik should fall away. Okay, could be a Dagam Rav Avah is talking that it was Teveya Mechayim, and you don't have time, so that's when you give it back to Yarshav. Okay. Or it could be talking where he didn't know it was Ribis. The Laiva didn't know it was Ribis, in which case it's no Raya. Okay, could be. Okay, so these are the dinim of Misas, the mouth of a Leiva. Bottom line, in most cases of Ribis was Manazah, where Ribis almost always is either cash or something which is consumed and doesn't continue to exist. Ruba de Ruba, there is no Chiyuv on the children to return Ribis, and even if the father did truly.
The mouth of return is the love of your ship.
That's, I think, totally in his suffix. If it's included in the Chayei Chichimach, then yes, if not, no. Okay, Siv Zayin. There's one more thing, Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Just, I couldn't figure out the Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger on Siv Vav. Lo hispik lahazer im hirzer v'lo yrotza l'kabel mimenu v'acha kach meis. The father wanted to return it. The person he was returning it to didn't want to take it, and then the father died. So he's toiled in two tzedadim in a taisvus. Very difficult to understand this, Rabbi Kiva Eger. What's the case? The Malva wants to return to the Leiva. The Leiva was Michael. Mechila helps. What does it mean the Leiva didn't want to take it? If the Leiva was Michael, so there can't be any suffix. Mechila helps. No, it wasn't Michael. Just he started to return the cow to him. He was on his way to a chasna. He says, now you give me a cow on the way to the wedding? You know, I'll give it. So if that, so then also what's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? He wasn't Michael, so what's the question? Lachis, he said, you're Russia.
I'm not mad with you, and you get your Aver. Keep your Aver.
Now you want to give me back. He said that was all going.
Okay. Maybe. He said, I don't want to take it back. So he wasn't Michael. So what's the Shaila? So what's the Shaila? Yeah, but why if he wasn't Michael, so what's the question? Of course you have to give it back. Why does that take off the Gnai?
Because we think that he wanted to give it back, but the guy didn't want to take it.
So is he still Mechuyev to try to give it back a second time?
What?
Is he Mechuyev to try again?
I mean, he's done.
No, tell me if the father is Mechuyev, I'll tell you if the child is Mechuyev.
He died agonizing over that problem.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. I remember when we learned this.
What was
the
say about
the mistake of the bed? They should say, as a mom, they stick it in, so there'd be no Shaila. All this doesn't apply to Gzela, because Gzela is Dine Mammon. If he's Michael, he's Michael. If he's not Michael, then it's Mamish Dine Mammon, and you're obligated to return it. Geisel Michael Esponov. It's if the father leaves the chasim, which I'm a shobid, then you have to return it. All right, Sif Zion. Interesting Sif. There's a special takana de rabbanon for Balei Tshuva, for people who are Bal Aseis Tshuva. This, you have a man who became Bal Tshuva, and now he comes to ask a shayla. You know, when he was fry, he was in the lending business, and he collected ribbis from many Jews, and now he's coming to say, you know, this religion business, you know, I can handle Shabbos and Kashrus, but you know. So in Balas is Tshuva Me'atzmai, Lahazar Ribbis. Not that he's a total Baal Tshuva. Even an Orthodox person was Ivan Hilchus Ribbis. And he comes to the Tshuva Me'atzmai, comes on his own, not because he's forced, to return the Ribbis. Imudaber Mesuyim, Mekabla Mimenu. Again, if it's an item which exists, a para, a talus, we take it back. But it may be Dover Mesuyim. If Bezdin allows the Laiva to be Mekabla. The Laiva, yes, the Shailish, I take the money back. So, the Kabbalah Mimeno. Im Einai Dava Mesuyim. Then, Im Raiv Iskai Umichiyasai Beribis. If he once took Ribis, he should return it. But, if Raiv of his business, or the money that he has, would be Ribis, Mishaya Naisha Bechav, Ein Mekabbalah Mimeno. Kedei Leftayach Lai Derech Lechuvah. In order to open a derech l'tshuva, we don't accept from him. The chala mekabel mimenu ein ruach acham neichei menu. Even if he wants to give it back, it's ein ruach acham neichei menu. We leftayach pesach for balei tshuva. There's, by the way, an identical sif in ilchus gezeila, shavus gezeila, that if somebody stole and he's coming to do tshuva, so if he stole one thing, so ein mekabel mimenu. If he stole from many people, and forcing him to return to pay everyone back would be an impediment to his doing tshuva. So, ein mekavla mimenu, and kol mekavla mimenu, ein ruach acham neche menu. We try dafka that people should not return it. An interesting shach, Yud Gimel, because of a rivash, b'kamaka, haim, Baal Tshuva himself, chayav l'hazer. That shouldn't be his attitude. Ratzis yidei shemayim, he should try to return it. So here you have an interesting thing. You have a Baal Tshuva who's told, look, you don't have to give it back. Lati Si Shemayim should give it back. We have a person giving it to, we tell, if you take it, Ein Ruach HaCham Neichei Menu. So now he's trying to give it back to him, and the one trying to receive it is Ein Ruach HaCham Neichei Menu if he takes it. So we have a nice Shakla Vitalia between the two sides. Yes?
If he comes to a Rav and asks, what should he do? He doesn't have to come to give it back.
Well, I think the Rav would have to work with. He'd have to tell him, you know, it's Kozma, it's an impediment. It's an impediment to doing tshuva.
But this would be destroying financially.
What?
His whole wealth was built on all this money. Yeah. Right? His whole life.
Yeah, it would.
Basically, it's giving away everything.
That's right. Or Rav. Right.
Yeah.
So that would be included. Yes.
Why is it different with stuff on the street?
Because it's why? So you mean maybe he has a whole pack of Dava Mesuyim? I think the assumption is that the Dava Mesuyim, if you return it, generally it's rare that a person would have right Mechiyasei from Dava Mesuyamim. Dava Mesuyim, you return. What?
I think that a lot.
It's possible, Mechinami. Why is it different than, it's a good kasha, why is it different than every mitzvah sasei? You don't have to spend more than a chaymish. So,
is that more than a chaymish on each instance of Bruce Kleber or the entire package? Each one is a separate event, each one is a separate one. Each one is an assay. So for Reuben, Shimon, Levi?
What is it?
Maybe.
Not true.
What?
You don't have to give more than a chaymish.
If you
have
to do tshuva, you have to give back everything to do tshuva.
It's okay to give everything. No.
Oh, it's okay to give everything, yeah. The question is, what is a chiyuv? What is a chiyuv to do? Yeah, it's true.
It's easier
to give more than a homage. Oh, to distribute like a monarch, it says actually by. There's a Mishnah Berurah. There's a Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara says, who lift ice who benai lift ice? A person has to pinyan aben. He never did pinyan aben. Not for him, not for his son. They're both bechayr. And he only has five shkalim. He paid himself or his son. So it says, who kaidim with nai? So Mishnah Berurah asks a kasha, and I think in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, where it says that this idea of not paying a chaimish, the Mishnah Berurah asks a kasha. He says, what do you mean? Who lift ice? I lift ice. If all he has is five shkalim, it's as I say, you don't have to give more than a chaimish. So you don't have to pay to anybody. That's the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. So all the accountants answer. All the accountants answer that he had. For the Chaimish, that's what he had. He had five. Okay. But the Chazanish says a different thing. Chazanish says that mitzvah, Priyas Ba'chayv mitzvah, if you owe someone money, there's no din of Chaimish. Priyas Ba'chayv is a mammonistic obligation that Priyas Ba'chayv mitzvah, and since Hilchis Pinyan Aben goes through with Dine Mammonist, so therefore, you have to give even if it's more than a Chaimish. So if you're going to hold that Tashlumei Ribis, we had this clear, if it goes to a Dinei Maminis, then it'll be a Teretz. If you hold it's only a Mitzvah Saseh, it's not Dinei Mamin, because it was given willingly, then it won't be a Teretz. We tell you that, Chakira. It's true, but Lahalacha, we pass, we don't give Matanas Lahazer. Shalei Lahafsir Es HaKayinim. No, Pinyan Ben Minat Torah, the Gemara says it's okay. But in Gemara in Shulchan Aruch it says that Kainim should not accept Matanos Lahazir because Shalom Lahapsir is a Kain. That's a Kuna. But you're right, you're talking about Dina the Gemara, and this is all later to come. Yeah, maybe tell me that. By Tikkunis Hashavim, the Shach Sivkat Yud Beis, a little confusing. I'll explain why. Let's look at Yud Beis. It says if you came to do tshuva on his own, Aval Oimeg Bin Meredai Maitim Imeno Balkarchei. If he's not doing tshuva, then we take from him Balkarchei against his will. I'll tell you what the Shaila is. Let's say you have a case with a person who did ribbis. Well, Ganif. He's a ganif. He was a thief. Either an out and out ganif, or not so shchiach b'zmanazed that you're going to catch an out and out ganif was going to be chayzer b'tshuva. You have to prove each ganeva. But you can have a ganif. It was in business, and he sold things, and he was a mekar tos. Everything he sold, whatever he sold, was he cheated people, and he cheated hundreds of people, maybe 1,000 people already. And he sold things and misrepresented it. So he comes to do tshuva. So does he have to pay back everybody? So if he's bamei atzmai, he comes on his own to do tshuva. So he mekabel mimenu. We tell him, look, we want you to do tshuva. So we're not mekabel. What happens if he doesn't come from his own? We caught him, we exposed him, and now he's coming to do tshuva because we caught him. So this, you know, you have a feeling if you went to court him, he wouldn't be doing tshuva yet. So from Rosh Hashanah Shulchan Aruch, I would say he doesn't have an exemption. This takana, the Shulchan Aruch says, is what's the lashon? In Bal Lasis Tshuva Meyatzmai. If he comes on his own, he says, "Listen, I want to be Maida. I stole from people, so Bal Lasis Tshuva comes Meyatzmai. So Achinami comes Meyatzmai. We have this protection. But if he's caught, that's why he's doing Tshuva. That's no good. But from the Shach, it seems." The Shach says, 1 minute, Aval Oimid Ben Meredai Metim Memelo Bakarche. What does that mean? That means if, you have to, it's very hard to judge if a person is sincere. But let's say a person is sincere, he's caught, and afterwards he's sincere, he really feels bad that what he did. Now, do we say, Metim Memelo Bakarche, Mechoyiv to return? Well, not. It's a mistira in the Mashmois of the Shach, and the Mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's not clear lahalacha what you do. In the Ramah, in Chayshe Mishpat, Nuchas Gezeila, in Simin Shinsamach Vav, The language is even more mashman than the Shulchan Aruch here. That if he's caught, and that's why he's doing tshuva, that he has no exemption. This exemption is made to encourage people to come forth. But a person doesn't come on his own, he's caught, and then suddenly he's doing tshuva, then this exemption doesn't apply. But the Lashon HaShach, somehow, well, what is the Shach coming to tell us? I don't know. Shach seems to say that it's only Amir B'Mirdai, which is not included. In Kudus HaKesef on Davar Mesuyim. Davar Mesuyim we had in Sivav and Siv Zayin, in both. Okay, we'll have to see. Let's wait. Let's see. We're now Davar Mesuyim a third time. We have suffered Davar Mesuyim two times. By Yerusha, Davar Mesuyim you have to return. By Baal Tshuva, Davar Mesuyim you have to return. We're going to have it a third time, and then we'll see the connection. Okay, that's Siv Zayin, Siv Ches. Mishaya Naisha Bechaveirai dinner. Somebody who did ribis, and somebody owes him now a dinner of ribis. What happened here is the following. A person made a ribis agreement, and the ribis agreement was, I'm lending you $100, you have to give me back $110. Came time to pay the $110, he told me, you know what, you owe me $10, I need chitim, return chitim to me for the $10, or for all $110, whatever it is. The ribis was set at cash, and now he gave him an item that the malva wanted. He said, you know what? I'm not $100. You have to give me $110. Give me five bushels of chitim, which is $110. So the four bushels he was entitled to, the fifth bushel was ribis. He's got to return the bushels. What happens if he says, listen, I really need the chitim. So what I'd like to do, instead of returning the chitim, I'd like to return the cash, dinner veravia, rishoi, shehamekach kayem, afal pisha nasa b'isr. That the sale of changing the cash into chitim, that's a separate thing. He promised to give him ribis, which in Dini Mammon is he owes him ribis. Now he gave him chitim. That sale was not the condition of the loan. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch says, Hamekach Kayim. Now, let's see Pischei Tshuva Tess, what he says on this. Ayim B'Mishlo Melech. Perches B'Chus Malvet in Tezvav, Shekosam Nira. Shemi Shehov L'Chaveirai, V'Nosan Lai Haloi V'Chefetz, that the malva can't say, you know, I want to give cash and keep the chayfetz. The davka kishakotat imay bedamim, davka in the Shulchan Aruch case, where originally the ketzitza was for cash. Vachach nosan lechayfetz b'shil adamim, ozu damrin anameka kayim v'yazu adamim. That's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what you return. However, avok shaloi kotzat tzar lahazloi achefetz ba'atzmai. When the ketzitza wasn't for cash, he has to return the chefetz itself. Shalav ekech leikonai v'amaychel leimachrai. So he says you have to return the item itself. Uleinyin yukra v'zula. Let's say the item went up or down in the interval. Kagan shabishar shenosmai achefetz hayishav yaisem yasha. He gave him the chitim when it was worth $25. Now it's worth $20. Yeshua mitzem gezel the kaim olam misham kshas gezela. So therefore, he says you have to return the item that you took. It was tzitza on the item. The Chavis Das disagrees with this strongly. He says chesud shayim melech as well. Shesagolav, and he argues a very interesting shayla. Well, what is the shayla? Why is it different than all Dine Mamanis? Dine Mamanis is set in cash. I pay in cash. Why should I have to return the object itself? The machlokes here between the Mishlo Melech and the Chabetz, the way the Chazanish on this explains the machlokes, an interesting machlokes. Let's say Reuven lent Shimon $100. He says you have to return to me $100 plus a sa'ar chita. What is the ribbis? The Chabetz says the ribbis is the sa'ar chita, and all the imamnis is set at its value. Sa'ar chita is $25. He owes him $25, period. Doesn't owe him a sa'ar chita. Mishlo Melech says one thing. Why is this loiva obligating himself to go shopping for him and give him chitim? Normally, if I want someone to give me chitim, I have to get a car service and pay him to go and go to the store for me and buy chitim. It has a certain value to get someone to do my shopping. Who am I going to get? To my kids? Let me get the kids to do the shopping, right? Who am I going to get to go to the store? I have to pay somebody. So that itself is ribbis. The fact that he's giving you an object, the mokim, the thing that itself is ribbis. The Chavis Da'as says no. Everything is set at the cash value, and the thing itself is not ribbis.
According to the first, you give back wheat for $100. It's $100 loan. You give back wheat for $100. It's also ribbis.
If you give him cash and he say that I'm only going to accept back chitim the teshlume halon.
The value of
the loan. Only accept chitim in the value of the loan. Give me a chance. Ronnie, next week. I'll try to answer the question. It might be totally in the machlokes by Tevet Hadar. There was a machlokes, I think it's totally in Sifchav Beis, in the previous Simen, where we had at the end of Simen Kuf Samach, if I lend someone money, I tell them, listen, you can't give me ribbis. So I'm lending $100, you give me back $100. But you go shopping anyway, buy your milk in my store. That's Tevet Hadar. In the machlokes, in there, if that has a din of ribbis or not, totally tevis or not moment, but it's not in a moment. And your case may be totally, I think it's totally that. With that, I'll be mavar. Akapanim, this is Sifches, and Siftes is just in a PS to Sifches. It's an exception, even though we said that you don't have to return the chitim, but haya, chayav like dinner, shall ribbis, and also like by galima. I cleat, Sark Lahazu, I hayavu Dover Mesuyim. You have a third case of Dover Mesuyim. If you owe someone a dinner shal ribbis, you gave him a Dover Mesuyim for ribbis, where again, it's a bezayin, we're not going to have kibbet aveim, not do a kibbet aveim. But, so that case, the Shulchan Aruch says that's also a case of Dover Mesuyim and you have to return it. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva, Yud Aleph, brings. You know, Fahazulai, Iber, Hate, Vaim, Shlomelach, Shekasav, Hadar, Mina, Dovah, Mitsuyim, Tzarech, Fahazulai. We had this now three times. Mishum Kolain, it's a Bazayan. Kasav, Val, Gidulai, Truma, Shem, Nishtamishbai, Fahashav, Einai, Shavadalad, Zuz, Shemazulai, Haglima, Yisham, Abchas, Bemais. Interesting, then. He lent him money and he gave him ribbis, a baguette, that's a brand new baguette, it's worth $100. He wore it, now it's not worth $100 anymore. He has to return the baguette plus the cash difference. The macha halayva haglima misapkalei imahani mechila elai dakati ikaklein kolam. There still is a bezayin in the fact that you're holding on to a ribbis. The lav kuliyama yadi mechila zu. Okay, vaksav nuleil dakachach loyamina dikalaza sufasayim inay mazar haglima. The Mishlo Melech has a chiddush. When the Melva, the Leiva gives it willingly, there's no need of bezayin on a davar, on holding onto a davar mesuyim. It's only when it was taken by Karchay. Shenimsa machlas isa bolay kinyan ze. Avalamachach rata Leiva limchalay. Ashenis ratzal kabla mois. Oz leko lazus of asayim shakin zeh beheteru. He says, he's not saying on the original payment. He's saying it afterwards. The leiva is misratza to take cash from makim beglima, or to be meichel. Pischei tshuva is mechadesh that the whole union of bezayin does not apply, which means that the in the case we had earlier, if the father took ribis, a double mesuyim, and died, it's a double mesuyim where the children have to return it. Al tzkvayt aviyem, according to what the Shach said, that chiyuv does not apply if the leiva is meichel. The leiva says I'm meichel, even though it's al bezayin, it's al tzkvayt aviyem. The mishlemech is mechadish that doesn't apply. Presumably that applies to the Baal Tshuva too, where it's a davar mesuyim and they have to return it. If there's mechila, then it doesn't apply. So we have these three cases of davar mesuyim, where l'chayra, all three cases, this is the Kursa Kesar, I believe, taken this too as well, this Mishnah Melech, and this would seem to be an exception to davar mesuyim. Right, next week we are going to finish a Simuk of Samach Aleph, and really the basic rules of Hilchos Ribis. The question is, we have this question every single year. The question is, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? What we should be doing? You have choices again. Choice to take another part of Yeridaya. The choice also, if somebody wants, maybe to do a chelik of Hilchos Pesach Be'iyun. It's not Shloshim Yom Kayim Machag, but it's Shishim Yom Kayim Machag. What? Hilchos Treifus. It'll be interesting to do just the Reya. Just to do Hilchos Treifus Bikas Reya. I don't know that. I'm asking if you want. I should mention, Agav, everyone is asking lately, what's the difference in glot and not glot? It's a very common question, which is a very dangerous thing to answer. I'll tell you why. I had mentioned here many times in previous years that nowadays there's no such thing as not glot. There's treif and there's glot. It's basically emes. There's treif and there's glot. Why? Because the shechita houses, the ruba are shechita houses, shutfis agayim and yidin, and basically they're owned by Goyim, yidin shev. And whatever is good, the yidin take. And whatever is not glad, they give to the guy. It's all the treifus. A little separation of non-glad and treif. What changed? What changed is that Rabashkin built his own Iowa shechita house. So now you have, for the first time in 20 or 30 years, a yid, a erlich yid, who has in his shechita house a separation of treifa and non-glot. He has four things. He has beis yosef, he has glot, he has non-glot, and he has treif. That is the way the shechitim separate. So you have for the first time in a long time a question, what does non-glot mean? Now for someone to say non-glot, you don't have to kasher kelim, it's no big deal, may be true about Reb Bashkin's non-glot. But let's say you get Hebrew National's non-glot. It's a dangerous thing to let out. People like one sentence answers. You tell them, non-glot, you don't have to kasher. Oh, good. So I cooked Hebrew I cooked Hebrew National meat. They might pass. I don't have to kasher. No, it's not so. Hebrew National is a different story. There are certain shechita houses that don't have any glot, and don't have any supervision that we would accept. And they shack for the non-glot market. Now that non-glot is non-glot. There's no reliable supervision. Rabashkin's non-glot has on it a label, which hopefully they're going to change now, which is really part of the Meira Heta. The label on the packages, on every individual package of Rabashkin non-glot, says on it, in Hebrew letters, Isis Merubais, Nishchat v'nimlach kedin, the kosher l'mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. That's what it says on the non-glot meat. It says the kosher l'mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, which is very misleading. The truth is that a mashgiach who comes into a he's going around, he goes into a place, and most mashgichim never saw this stuff. But Rabashkin Beshita does not sell non-glot to frum areas. If a butcher store in Flappy's going to order from Rabashkin non-glot, they won't ship it to them. How did it get here? There's a place, a distributor in Manhattan, owned by Goyim, and they distribute the non-glot for Rabashkin. They don't have the conscience to not send to glot stores, and sent to non-glot stores. We're trying very hard to find is who else. I find it very hard to believe that this is the only place that they're selling the non-glot or mokum glot. The difference price per pound in Flonkin, glot is $4.75, the wholesale price per pound, and non-glot is $2.75. So it's a very big yetzahara, the difference, the wholesale price. And especially it comes with labels, the Hajj Mahajj. The Mashgiach didn't catch it right away, because you look at it, you know, it says Agri, which is Rabashkin's name in the industry is Agri. If you call Rabashkin, they pick up and say Agri Processing. That's what they're called. The bill says Agri. The shipping label says Agri. The glot, the box on the side says Rabashkin. The non-glot, it says Agri. Most people have no clue. Agri is Rabashkin. Anybody in the meat business knows Agri is Rabashkin. And if somebody wants to mislead her, it's either pile it up in the freezer. The freezer is not a place where you can put a lounge chair and sit. It's crowded. You pile it with the label out. The glot and non-glot look the same. They both say Agri Processing on the bill. It doesn't say non-glot. As a matter of fact, the non-glot says kosher on the box. It says 303 kosher on the label. Now, unfortunately, what we did not know is that 303 is a code for non-glot, which our mashgiach didn't know, but every mashgiach and every hechsher, and there was a third hechsher, and Flappish that I called, and this idea that 303 means non-glot, no one ever heard of it, because no one hopefully ever saw it in their stores. So we're trying to put pressure on them to let us know who else they sell to, in at least in Flappish, that is non-glot. So the question now is, what's the difference between the glot and the non-glot of Rabashkin? Now, again, it's misleading to say non-glot. I'm not talking about non-glot. I'm talking about Rabashkin's non-glot, which is better. There are two questions. One is, what's the rule? Beyond that, there's a certain pickbook. How careful are the Baikim when they know it's going to non-glot? It's just like a separate issue, which maybe I have no right to cast shilas on people, but it's a separate issue. But non-glot means basically the following. The whole issue of glot is to find a smooth lung. Lung is smooth, that's good. The lung is very moist. And to check, we have a custom, all of Klal Yisrael, to do what's called a bedikas pnim. Bedikas pnim is the animal's hanging, the lung is still in the animal. The sheikh, it sticks his hands into the animal before you pull out the lung. Because when you pull it out, you might disconnect a connection between the lung. A sircha is a connection from the lung to either the diaphragm or any of the outer the rib cage. The sheikh, it sticks in his hands. If there are sirchas which connect, which break off, then that goes into tref. If he does bedikas pnim, he takes it out. There are ruba de ruba, overwhelming majority, there are things on the lung. But if you call it a sircha, it's a problem. A sircha, we consider a sircha to be tref. There's something that shaykhim call a sirchala. Not a sircha, it's a sirchala. It's not today. Some sefer writes about it. Sirchala is a sircha which... let me explain what the issue of a sircha is. What is the issue of a sircha? A lung, the problem with a lung is that the lung has a hole in it. There's a hole in the lung, the animal's trace. How would you find a hole in the lung? The lung is very moist inside. It's full of body fluid. And if there's a hole, liquid would drip out of the hole. That liquid eventually would harden in the body. There's no drain in the animal's body. It would harden, it would be visible as what would look like a growth. Like a growth, like a scab, or like a, if you would have pus on a pimple and it dries, it would be something like that. Shechtim have a minig that if a sircha is nismaich biyad, if you rub it, it becomes liquidy again, that doesn't have a din of a sircha. We assume it didn't come from in the body. It doesn't have a din sircha, and it's mutter. However, what we do to double check is we peel the sircha, and if the sircha comes off cleanly from the lung, which is an indication it came from the rest of the body and attached itself, then, as a precaution, we blow up the lung. There's a pump, an air pump, just like in the grocery stores, just like in the gas stations. There's an air pump. They pump up the lung. They lower it into a basin of water, and if bubbles come up, again, they not drift the animal. So again, if the sircha peels off cleanly, and there's no hole, now it's possible the hole is sealed by whatever came out, but if the sircha peels cleanly, and there's no hole, then we're machshir it. The Chasam Sofer was not happy with the sirchala business. He writes that it's not something to rely on, but other paiskim, Warmakel and Klal Yisrael, except for those who they call Beis Yosef Klat, are soimach on this idea of sirchala. Non-glat, what Radovsky said, is when they peel off the sircha, it doesn't peel cleanly. Something remains on the lung, which we don't consider glat. You peel it, and something remains, we don't consider that glat. However, for the non-glat, what they do is they blow it up with an air pump, and if it doesn't bubble, and if the sircha, most of the sircha did peel off, you see the sircha, if you ever saw it on the lung, it's along the lung, it's not a string hanging out, it runs along the lung, and it peels off along the lung, and in one spot, when it peels off, it's connected. That, the Rabashkin consider that to be non-glat, and that's the non-glat which the whole problem was. Now, how much of a problem is that? How much of a problem is it not? You're not going to find Mefurish in any of the Paiskim that describe this. According to Rabelski, according to the Rosh HaBaitkim there, it's not something that you have to kasha kelim for, and that is the feeling of those Rabbanim who say not to kasha kelim, that you don't have to kasha kelim for that reason. So that basically is the difference between glat and non-glat in the physical mitzvahs in the Rabashkin plant. This is not true of the other non-glat on the market, and it's only there.
So are they less careful when they're voting? If they know that...
According to Rabelski, the only difference is if it doesn't peel off cleanly, that they still rely on pumping it and if whether it bubbles or not. That's the whole difference. The fine points of it in the Makairis, I don't know. I don't think that this exact case you'll find anywhere on the page of Shulchan Aruch, and it's more of a hakara. The truth is, we have a Kabbalah, right behemis enim treifus. We have a Kabbalah, and it's lahalacha, because we wouldn't be allowed to drink milk. Milk of a treifa animal's treif, we drink milk because right behemis enim treifus. The argument is that our glat is only 35-40% of the animals. Must be that some of the non-glat is really not a treifa, because we have a Kabbalah, right behemis enim treifus. So it's got to be that there are more things that are kosher, and that's, I think, part of the argument that a lot of this type of non-glat really is really bad. Some of them are kosher, but we don't need it. It's a chumrah, like the Briskerov said. We're not more frum than previous diarists. They had so much more glat than we have so little. We're not more frum. We're just more amaratzim. We don't know how to be bayit. They knew, and they were able to find where we don't know how to check. So we have to be more machmir. But the Beis Yosef glat is true glat. It's true glat. Most... Why? There's not enough Beis Yosef glat to go around for everybody. What? All of a sudden, all the meat will be Beis Yosef glat.
That's much more expensive.
What? Because we have a Kabbalah. But the same thing, we're not sure what's... No, the Sfaradim will say, I understand most of it doesn't come from the lawn, most of it's not a problem. But all you have to tell me, how can I know that check? Beis Yosef doesn't have this... Beis Yosef means... It's not the Beis Yosef. It's the Hoche B'Shittas Beis Yosef. This meaning to Sirchaluch. It's not Ramah. This meaning of Sirchaluch is based on Minhagei Ashkenaz and not on Minhagei Sfarad. So the Sfaradim still go with the Hiddur of Beis Yosef Klal. People always ask me, is Beis Yosef Klal good for Ashkenazim too? Maybe there's something to make along. No, Beis Yosef Klal is kosher for Sfaradim as well.
What?
Why? You could do it if you want. There's not enough Beis Yosef Klal to stock all the stores. There are a number of stores. The Sfaradim community, they get King's Highway Glass. There are a number of them that get only Beis Yosef Klal. And something like that.
It's not much more expensive.
Right, so now we're not doing Hilchos Treifas.
It is much more expensive.
Now we have a general question. What are we going to... What?
We start another week.
All right, we start another week. Make your suggestions if you want to... What?
Pesach HaBashav.
Pesach HaBashav.